Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I know a lot about homes because my dad is a builder. I've been with him to quite a few building sites. He says that most people want homes that use less energy. One reason is it's a way to pay less for gas, electricity, or heating fuel. With homes being so expensive, it's a useful way to save money later. But using less energy is also better for the environment, and many people want these kinds of homes for that reason.
Speaker B.
My family recently decided to move into the house where my mum grew up. It's a big house. My grandparents couldn't take care of it, so they've moved into something smaller. But my mum didn't want it to be sold to strangers, so we bought it. My mum and dad are happy. They were tired of city life. There's not a whole lot to see from the house, just some low hills. But there's a forest nearby, and it's close to a farm as well.
Speaker C.
I have the best of both worlds where I live. We live in the city. But across the street from my house is a terrific park with lots of trees. It's almost like not living in the city at all. You can see the park from our living room, which is much better than if we were looking at some other person's home. I think it also makes our house cooler in the summer.
Speaker D. My parents and I took part in a really cool project last weekend. There were about 40 of us there, all from the neighbourhood, and all volunteers working without pay so that a poor family could have a new home. My dad showed me how to put up walls and where electric wires go. We're still a long way from finishing, but it's a great learning experience, and we plan to work every weekend until it's done. Speaker E.
My home was built 100 years ago by my great-grandparents. They built it on the edge of the town, which has since grown around it, so now it's in the suburbs. The wood used to make the home actually came from trees they cut down in a nearby forest. Of course, no one does that anymore, and I'm happy about that. But it's interesting to live in a home built by my own relatives.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I know a lot about homes because my dad is a builder. I've been with him to quite a few building sites. He says that most people want homes that use less energy. One reason is it's a way to pay less for gas, electricity or heating fuel. With homes being so expensive, it's a useful way to save money later. But using less energy is also better for the environment, and many people want these kinds of homes for that reason.
Speaker B.
My family recently decided to move into the house where my mum grew up. It's a big house. My grandparents couldn't take care of it, so they've moved into something smaller. But my mum didn't want it to be sold to strangers, so we bought it. My mum and dad are happy. They were tired of city life. There's not a whole lot to see from the house, just some low hills. But there's a forest nearby, and it's close to a farm as well.
Speaker C.
I have the best of both worlds where I live. We live in the city, but across the street from my house is a terrific park with lots of trees. It's almost like not living in the city at all. You can see the park from our living room, which is much better than if we were looking at some other person's home. I think it also makes our house cooler in the summer.
Speaker D. My parents and I took part in a really cool project last weekend. There were about 40 of us there, all from the neighbourhood, and all volunteers working without pay so that a poor family could have a new home. My dad showed me how to put up walls and where electric wires go. We're still a long way from finishing, but it's a great learning experience, and we plan to work every weekend until it's done. Speaker E.
My home was built 100 years ago by my great-grandparents. They built it on the edge of the town, which has since grown around it, so now it's in the suburbs. The wood used to make the home actually came from trees they cut down in a nearby forest. Of course, no one does that anymore, and I'm happy about that. But it's interesting to live in a home built by my own relatives.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.